Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked about this on the Warm Show yesterday, Al. Tom Brady was with Dakota Johnson and Kate Hudson. Now he's added another big-time name.
Really?
To his, yeah.
Hot chick.
Sofia Vergara.
The girl with the thong yesterday we were talking about?
The girl with the thong. I mean, she's a famous...
No, but I'm saying... Yeah, I know. But
They were all in the same boat?
Well, no. He was now at some Amazon lunch bash. They were seen dining together.
Wow.
Apparently had a little bit of an intimate exchange. So there's some dating rumors.
So Dakota Hudson's how old?
Because Dakota Johnson is 52. Combining two people, Dakota Johnson and Kate Hudson.
All right. Yes. Sorry.
Sofia Vergara is 52. I want to say
Kate Hudson's in her 40s,
she's
right?
In that
she's Goldie Hawn's daughter, right?
Dakota's 35,
and Kate Hudson's 46.
So he's hitting the ranges
all
here.
The decades, God. 20s, 30s,
man,
40s, 50s.
And did you see the Robert Kraft party, 4th of July party?
Who was on
the
this
guest list? Well, Elton John performed. Bon Jovi was there. Howard Stern was there. I had a whole bunch of names that I wrote down. Those are the two that are popping out. But it was, you want to talk about a who's who of celebrity.
Rami says Peter Schrager was on that yacht.
Come on.
I saw his
at
wife.
At the Kraft party?
It wouldn't shock me.
His wife posted on Instagram that he was there with Gronk.
Wow. No offense to Peter Schrager, but which name doesn't fit?
Peter Schrager's killing it right now.
Oh, I know that, but in context of the names you just...
Like, let me ask you this.
He's killing it in his area.
This is a good person to ask. A good person to ask. So Peter Schrager's contract is up at NFL Network.
Okay.
Instead of just going in and saying, I'd like a new deal, he's courted by ESPN.
Yeah.
That's a monster deal to go to ESPN.
Yeah.
Boomer's out of the equation. He's a former NFL athlete. Tiki Barber's out of the equation, former NFL athlete. Who at this radio station, when their deal is up, is courted by another company for tons of cash?
Tons of cash?
Well, that's what happened to Peter Schrager.
Tons of cash in this business?
In this, no, at this station.
No,
here. Say.
No, I know. Yeah, but I'm saying,
like, whoever comes calling.
I'm saying in this business, when I say this business, I mean
radio.
Local sports talk radio.
Because we've seen this now with these guys. Even like, I think, right, wasn't it Jeff Passan that wound up at ESPN from, I don't remember where he was. Maybe SI, doesn't matter.
Yahoo, I think.
That might have been it.
And Shams obviously is at ESPN now.
Right.
Woj retiring or going to do St. Bonaventure.
So, guy, I'm listening.
You know, Orlovsky's closing on a big deal with ESPN as well.
Right.
Who from this station would warrant big cash to go elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting.
Like before Sean Marash signs his next big deal.
Is Sirius swooping in for Sean Marash?
Yeah.
There's a good one.
I don't know.
There's a good one.
I love Tommy. We go way back. I don't know if I'm ready to say he's going to...
I'll take you off the hook.
Cash. Sal,
Okay, fine. I'll take you off the hook for that one, though. So you say Sal. Give me of the up-and-comers, who's the next big one. Are you automatically saying Loogie, or are you giving me someone else?
I would say Pat Boyle, but he's down the hall now at the,
that's exactly
the upside
right.
down. Yeah, I guess probably Loogie, yeah.
Okay. You would agree with that?
Up-and-comer. He and I are the same age.
Still put Sal as an up-and-comer.
Ooh, you and Loogie?
Yeah. He might be a year older than me, actually.
You're kidding.
I'm not. Yeah, in fact, he is.
He was
what
like
am I
26.
Saying? He's turning 40.
Tom Lugauer is turning 40?
Yep.
And he's an up-and-comer
wow.
in
Sorry,
the business.
I honestly thought
he was like 30.
No.
I honestly
he will lead us.
Wow.
30. He
he's been
leader.
Working here forever. Was he working as an 18-year-old here?
You know what? You're right. You're right.
This is why I'm the future.
Well, yeah. The future when you're 65.
The future is now. You're 40, apparently.
That is what's weird about radio. We look at guys like Tommy, who's 40, Sal, who I don't know how old he is.
44.
Mid-40s, yeah.
And like, I consider those two guys the young guys at the radius. Like, ooh, these guys up-and-comers.
Well, it's also part of it's how you carry yourself, I think.
And they both dress like they're 24.
Right. I mean, I'm not one to knock because I dress comfortable around here, as you know.
That would be a good gimmick for Tommy Lugauer. He just shows up in a power suit every day, like shirt and tie.
It would not work.
Yeah. No,
wouldn't hold your breath.
And he'd be around
happening.
Marash and Evan.
Always with the hat.
Hey, the first thing, who died? Like, what funeral? He does not wear suits.
If he started aligning his dress with Tiki Barber, who wears, like, bougie sweaters in the winter, you know what I mean? A scarf.
Tiki also is, I think, what is he, 48? Does that sound right? 49? I think he's around my age, I'm pretty sure. He also looks like he's busting out of his shirt because he's in such great shape still.
What's weird is when I see Tiki Barber in the hallway, he's got a V-shaped, the classic V-shape, very muscular up top.
Muscular.
Thin waist, thick thighs. I often think, like, if he came running right at me and I went low, could I tackle him?
Yes. You might break your shoulder. Yeah,
Wait a sec.
How many times have you seen a very slight defensive back fullback?
They know technique. And I'm timing.
Timing.
Yeah, but even if you just dropped and rolled, if you clipped his legs out, he would go down, of course.
But if he's running, he might hurdle
him. Now, I would tell you.
He'd hurdle me.
Don't try and shoulder him in his chest.
Oh, no.
He might break you.
Like, who would you like to, you know, in pro wrestling, sometimes they'll do a move where they throw a guy off the ropes and it's just a shoulder block and you knock him
right
down. Do you think there's anyone here I could shoulder block and win?
Anyone here that you could shoulder block? Well, Tommy's light.
Would involve you tossing them into the ropes, though.
Well, they'd have to go along with that.
There you go.
Tommy seems solid, though, for
his size. He is, but he's light.
He's pretty thin.
He's very thin.
Yeah.
JJ back in the day?
Oh, God, yeah.
JJ's frail.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's not healthy.
Maggie, you might have a shot against Maggie.
Against Maggie, sure.
Other than that, I don't know that there's many.
So Maggie, maybe Tommy.
Yeah.
Definitely not Tiki.
Maybe Evan.
Evan? That's a good
maybe
one.
Evan. Hey. Evan's bigger than you think, though.
You're right. He's got more girth to him.
Yes, and he's taller than you think.
You just reminded me. You guys brought up the Marash time difference thing. I'll bring you that audio so we can delve into that. By the way, you said Lou Gehrig doesn't wear suits. He doesn't here. I've been out with him.
Weddings.
Like Vegas, Atlantic City. He cleans up very... He's actually very particular about his outfits for like a fancy.
So then maybe
event.
Al's got something. Maybe start showing up to work in these.
I don't know if he'll do that, but he could. If he had to, he could definitely pull it off.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. We will see you next hour, Chris. Thank you very much. 7:45. It is Al and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo coming up next. And then throughout the course of the morning, we got the Knicks. We will get to more on the baseball. Al's trip to Montana as well. We'll sprinkle in your calls 888-808-1019 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.